then after I graduated, I was still doing what I call just degrading work. Mm-hmm. Digging ditches, laying the track, and all that. So I really wanted to, since I had completed my training to be a miner, mm-hmm. I wanted to be the drilling and do all the aspects of mining, which my cohort, the Caucasian people, were doing.
Right.
And I protested and I threatened to quit.
Wow.
Because of that. Finally, I were allowed to drill on this big machine they call a jumbo. It's four people can drill on that. You drill through so many holes, you'd have to drill. The formation was really hard, mm-hmm. but you drill and you set up the dynamite and you blast and the whole thing.
Right.
But I wasn't allowed to do that. So I finally, one morning, I decided I wasn't gonna. I went through all channels and they said, okay, we're in a hurry. Right now we gotta get the shot off and we'll let you drill later on. I said, well, I think I'm qualified. I went through the training. I want to drill. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we can't do it. I went from channel from my shift boss to the up to the supervisor, the walker, and even to the project manager, which was Bill Flingers. Mm-hmm. And that particular morning, I didn't catch the bus, and I was over to the rec hall, and he came through, said, Curtis, why are you in here? I said, I decided I'm going to give it up, Bill. He said, what's the problem? I said, nobody will let me drill, and I would train for drilling, and I want to drill. Mm-hmm. And he said, can you drill? I said, yes. He said, well, hold on, I'll see about that. He said, let me stay here, I'll go make a call, and I'll come back. Mm-hmm. So finally he came back and said, okay, I have called, I think it was E-Tone, and they've set up. When we get there around 10, 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. we're going to let you drill. He said, can you drill? I said, yes. He said, okay, if you can't drill, if you lying to me, if you can't cut it, I'm going to run your A down the road. Mm-hmm. I said, that's fine. I'll accept that. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Eventually, we went up there. Now, I didn't know offhand, but there was a Caucasian guy that trained me, that helped me drill out. He said, Curtis, they're stacking the deck on you. They went over to another town and brought in two of their top-notch drillers from over there. And they said, I want you, old Curtis, he's trying to make trouble here. Can he drill? He said, yeah, I think he can. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, I want you to make him look bad. That was exactly what his name was Naff told me. He passed now.
Mm-hmm. Naff?
Naff.
Okay.
He said, okay, Curtis, you take the top on the jumbo. There was two machines on top, right. Two on the bottom.
Right.
He said, you take the left top, I'll change you a new bit. So it'll go fast. He said, I know you know what to do. He said, don't force it, but just. And also, we had a spray can. Think we were drilling 8 feet deep. Mm-hmm. He said, I've marked it on the rod with the drilling deal. Mm-hmm. That said, when you see the blue marker, then you bring back. You know you're 8 feet deep.
Okay.
And he said, also, you start, go across and drop down, because if four people's drilling, that jumbo, the big arm, the main arm that brings it up and down, it's a hydraulic-like deal. He said, if all of them, they could jam you, and you won't be able to come back up. He said, really, start over. When you get to your line, then either you just push the button, it will drop down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just swing it on across. When I think we were drilling about 2 feet apart,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, it was probably about 6 lines that we drilled,
mm-hmm.
each part. So, okay. So when I got in there, they said, okay, it's all set. Get up there, Curtis, and start drilling.
Mm-hmm.
I started drilling. That was the motor man that brought the train in. We just let it go.
Okay.
It will be.
Okay.
So he said, Curtis, he said, Bob Williams was a religious guy. He was black.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Curtis, you think you're going to make it? I said, yeah, no problem.
We are unavailable to take your call.
So I started drilling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
So believe it or not.
Hi, this is Gemma from Nevada Physician Imaging. This message is for Curtis. Do you have an appointment with us at a Rainbow location?
It'll pick it up.
So
I, about 15 minutes through the drilling, I was really, you know, bringing it down. I was about halfway through. So finally,
let's wait. I want to make sure I get your voice.
I'd appreciate it. Again, my number is 990-6900. And my name is Gemma. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I completed my drilling.
Mm-hmm.
I wrapped the jumbo up, the drill deal, and they had those big hoses. It was run by air and water.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrapped it up, came down off the jumbo, which mm-hmm. it was a tall deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob William, he was the motorman. He was pushing the jumbo in, gonna mm-hmm. bring it back out. And he said, Curtis, he said, you just can't cut it, huh? He said, go back up there, don't give up. I said, Bob, I'm through.
Hmm.
He said, praise God, you can't be. I said, I'm through.